Inupiaq whalers from North Slope coastal communities are reporting success in this year's fall bowhead whale hunt. Harry Brower is the chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission and captain of the Little Kupak crew. He says the season so far has been good.
The barrels landed six as of today, and we still have the remaining six.
Brower says the hunt will be put on hold for a few days now as Barrow observes funeral services for his uncle Arnold Brower Sr. Harry Brower says the loss of his uncle is significant, not only to the family, but the entire community, because Arnold Sr. is no longer available to give perspective to those who would come and talk to him, accessing a long life rich in traditional culture.
As a young man, hunting, being a part of the whaling community, being part of the reindeer herding days, and being in the military service for many years. I mean, the list just goes on. And being a community leader as part of the North Slope Borough, the Kavik Inupiaq Corporation, the Inupiaq community of the Arctic Slope, all those organizations, you know, he had helped form from the beginning. He had a lot of information and knowledge.
Brower says Arnold Sr. loved being at his hunting camp, and he says although the elder's knowledge of ice conditions and wilderness was extensive, accidents can happen to even seasoned hunters. Arnold Brower Sr. went through the ice last week. He was able to pull himself out of the water, but he did not make it back to his hunting camp. Harry Brower says Arnold Sr.'s family will carry on many of the hunting, fishing, and traditional food preparation methods he taught them. As whaling crews prepare to finish out the season, Brower says weather conditions have been extreme.
It's slowly freezing up in the Elson Lagoon, which is one of our access routes. That access is going to be cut off here fairly quick, so it's going to be having access to the Chukchi site. And hopefully the winds will calm down enough for us to get that access.
Brower says to the east of Barrow, Nuiqsut has had complete success this fall, landing four whales to fill their quota, and Kaktovik has also filled their quota of three whales. Brower says the ice conditions near Barrow are not great. He says large swells make getting out difficult, and there is no ocean ice yet.
It's slowly forming with all the snow coming down, and the young ice is forming out there, what we call kenyu. It's noticeable out there. It's slush ice. When you translate it into English, that's forming out in the ocean. It's noticeable when you get just past Point Barrow.
Brower says sea ice conditions have changed dramatically in only two decades.